A mí siempre me da que pasó dice.
Sí. The revelation that is found in the written word. Today, our eyes behold Jesus as he sees us in himself. He's glorified and we are the fire to walk in love as we see you walk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today is the week 7 of our teaching, the new creation realities and his relationship, right? How to manage believers' relationships. Hallelujah. I want to give a story, but I'm going to skip that for now. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to do a quick walk and cut it short in righteousness. Because we have 2 weeks left in this month, and we have about, let me see how many weeks we have on this for this topic to round up. We have over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more weeks to go. I have 8 more sections. I'll fight this section today to round up this teaching. And we have 2 weeks to crash it all in righteousness. Hallelujah. So we'll crash it all together. Hallelujah. We'll crash it all in righteousness. Oh well. You know, like I said, but we are not in a rush. When I mean we're not in a rush, it's something we get to talk about over and again. Hallelujah. The believers' relationships. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Matthew 28. Don't say, sir, you always start teaching from Matthew 28. Yes, I do. Remember I told you last week? The believer, a man is a product of influence. Hallelujah. The product of influence. Amen. So we'll start from Matthew 28. So whatever I tell you is the reason why I'm starting from Matthew 28 will not be different from the influence I have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because Matthew 28 becomes the pilot text for the epistles. What we have as the epistles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus came to them and said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Say, go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. They're teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Say, and lo, I am is with you, right? Remember, I said that word I am is a proper name. Hallelujah. So I am is with you even to the ends of the age. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we said this will be Matthew's summary of Jesus' 40 days teaching, right? Right? So Jesus 40 days instruction. You know Jesus taught them 40 days after Proverbs chapter 1 verse 3. Hallelujah. He taught them 40 days. The things concerning the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So Matthew will summarize that instruction as go make disciples. Glory to God. As go make disciples. And we said that's the word matitio in the Greek. To raise like you have an apprentice. Hallelujah. How you enroll a child into a certain level of learning. Like an apprentice. So what does the apprentice do? The apprentice learns a particular trade, a specific trade. The apprentice is not a jack of all trades. He learns something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Matthew records that summary or records that instruction as go make disciples. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go make disciples. Mark will give the same summary, the same thing. He will summarize it as what? Mark 16:15. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So he calls it to preach. Keruso in the Greek. To announce. Hallelujah. Go preach the gospel. Verse 16 says, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Did you see that? He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. So, you know, I remember years back, we said, no, once you believe alone, you are not completely saved until you go to do water baptism. I'll see far, far, far. Hallelujah. So when you go to do water baptism, and now my son had an argument, one time, we're looking at scriptures together, I said, why do we need water baptism? I'm of the opinion that you don't need it. So he was like, no, water baptism is an open declaration of your faith to the whole world. Remember Jesus said, when you deny me, that's funny thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, we cross that mark and we saw that what it means by he who believes is the same thing as being baptized. That is baptism, right? Right? So when a man believes, that is the baptism into Christ. Hallelujah. It's not water baptism talking about, that's talking about believing. Glory to God. He said he who believes. You see, I'm a bit fast because we've looked at all this before. Hallelujah. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who believes not shall be them. He said, additionally shall follow them that believe in my name. So Mark will look at that summary and say, that summary is what? Believing, right? Preaching, believing to be saved. Right? Hallelujah. And we said that will be the entry into what? Discipleship. So we say Mark focused on the entry point into discipleship. Someone said, but Matthew didn't say that. No, Matthew did. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 28 verse 19. It says, baptizing them. It's the same word. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now remember we said the name Father, Son, Holy Ghost, as we said, if you look at other accounts, it is what the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So there's no baptizing into three different names. Remember then they will deposit the name of the Father. Bring you out, Son. Remember when they are giving Son and bumble has happened. So you're only baptized into two names. You have to come for the last baptism. No. Hallelujah. No? Amen. So, Matthew also focused. Come on, is this working? Okay, Matthew also said, shows us that the baptizing is the believing. That is the entry point. Hallelujah. So, Mark will focus on that also. That entry point. He says that happens when the gospel is keruso, right? Keruso is preached, announced, right? Wow, when a man believes in the gospel announced, the man is saved. That man is not a disciple. Hallelujah. You remember the word disciple? Hallelujah. Disciple, masitio, that man is not a disciple. Irrespective of your societal affiliation, wherever you are in the society, you are made a disciple. Hallelujah. So in Christ, we are all disciples. In Christ, we are all students. Look at Matthew 27 verse 57. It talks about a man called Joseph of Arimathea, a rich man. He who was also made a disciple. Did you see that? Hallelujah. In Matthew 13, we saw the scribes, those who are learned, being made disciples. In Acts of Apostles chapter 14, we saw a whole multitude being made disciples. Are you following me? Hallelujah. In Acts of Apostles chapter 6, we saw that great multitude of the priests became disciples. Did you see that? So discipleship is not called out for some people. No, it's not for the people in the base. No, it's not for people in Mafuluku. No. Jesus said, go into the whole earth. Right? The nations. So we make disciples of men. Are you following me? And Mark will say, we'll focus on that entry point. And then the characteristics of the disciples. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. Right? Hallelujah. Let's look at Luke and John. Luke and John, I actually merged them together for a reason. Hallelujah. Look in Luke 24 quickly. Luke 24, verses 46 into 47. He said, and he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it is necessary for Christ to, for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance, that is, that's the word kai, repentance, that is, remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. Hallelujah. He says that what? Repentance and remission of sin be keruso. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Remember Mark who said this gospel will be preached, right? The gospel to be preached. Now, Luke will now call the gospel what? Repentance and remission of sins. Hallelujah. He called it remission of sins. Hallelujah. Now look at John. John. Lovely. John chapter 24 verse 21. And Jesus said to them again, peace to you as the Father has sent me, so send I you. And he said to, and when he said this to them, and when he said this, he breathed on them. Remember the word to breathe is the word emphasis, right? It's the word emphasis, means to quicken from within. And how did he do that? Come on. He taught them 40 days. Hallelujah. That is how we breathed on them. Hallelujah. So he breathed, what? Breathed on them and said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He said, if you forgive the sins of any, they have forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have retained. This is interesting, right? If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. It doesn't mean you now go out and say, you, your sin is forgiven. You, your sin is retained. No, that's not what it means. Hallelujah. All this is carried out through the preaching of the gospel. So when a man believes, remember, take your mind back to Mark. He said, when a man, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Can we put it like this? He who believes and is baptized shall be forgiven. Right? Come on now. Hallelujah. Are you seeing that together with me? So that means in the preaching of the gospel, God carries out his work in the earth through us. Are you seeing that? In the preaching of the gospel, I carry out God's task in the earth. Or put it this way, I'm standing in the stead of God. That is the reason for the indwelling. God is now carrying out his task in the earth through us, forgiving the sins of men. Hallelujah. Are you following that? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So this becomes the reality of the believers. He functioned in God's stead. Say, I function. In God's stead.
In God's stead.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I function in God's stead.
I function in God's stead.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say it as though you mean it. I function in God's stead.
I function in God's stead.
You know, some people know how to say it in church. When they go out, they're like, you're falling. No, calm down. That's what I like. You know, God is actually the one. He's not me. No. You have a sin consciousness mentality. Say, I'm functioning
in God's stead.
In God's stead. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Not what I done. I function in God's stead.
I function in God's stead.
So when I get out to preach, I'm functioning in God's stead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Glory away to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So this becomes the reality of the believer to function in God's stead. And also, we have received the forgiveness of sins. Because we too are saved. Hallelujah. So that means it's two things happening. I'm functioning in God's stead and I have received the forgiveness of sins. Did you see that? Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Remember I showed us in John, 1 John 1:9 said, if you confess your sins, say he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And we say that is not a continuous walk. Like someone says, no, if you forgive, no. We say if you confess your sins, remember we say it is what? Confession for salvation. Hallelujah. So John is saying the same thing that Paul has said in Romans chapter 10. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you following this?
Yes,
come on, get... I discussed this, right? The first section, first and second section, right?
Yes.
Right? So get your notes. Go back to the messages again. These are messages that you have to go back to again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Go back to them again. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Get your notes, reread it again. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So that is the same thing John, is the same thing Paul has said. So he said if you confess your sins, he's talking about what? Confession for salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So the believer has received the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians chapter 1 quickly. Ephesians 1. Are you with me? Come on. Ephesians 1. Verses 7. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. The forgiveness. We have it. Hallelujah. We're not seeking to have it. We have it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So remember I said this happens when the man gets saved. So the indwelling is the forgiveness of sins. Was that what we said? Was that what we said? Hallelujah. So let me say this. Let me say what Pastor Shagun said. That was 3 years ago. He said, and very true, 100% and 10 true. He said, if when you got saved, if it took the Holy Ghost, he said you got saved, it took the Holy Ghost 1 millisecond to get into you, then everything about redemption is false. So if it took the Holy Ghost 1 millisecond for you to be declared righteous or to your sins to be forgiven you, then everything about salvation is false. The moment you are saved, that is the moment you have received the Holy Ghost. Not it happens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That moment you have received forgiveness of sin. It's not two different things. No. It is when you receive salvation, you receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the indwelling is the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. John 14, 16. It says, I will pray the Father and will give you another comfort. That is even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it never sees him nor know him, but you know him, for he shall be in you. How? For how long? He says forever. So that means I'm forgiven forever.
Hallelujah.
Are you following me?
Praise
the Lord. What does that go to share to tell you? The believer does not have a sin problem. The believer doesn't have a sin problem. No. If the believer still has a sin problem, then Jesus did not die for sin. Are you following me? The believer doesn't have a sin problem. Hallelujah. Neither does the believer have righteousness problem. No. Look at Colossians 1:31. Quickly, Colossians 1. I mean, did I say Colossians? 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Sorry. 1 Corinthians 1. Quickly. Verse 31. Are you there? Verse 30, sorry. It says, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Did you see that?
Yes,
hallelujah. And redemption. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 21, quickly. Oh, glory to God. 5:21. Are you there? It says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you following me? Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Quickly. It says, therefore, being justified by faith to have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. So, can you see this? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The believer doesn't have righteousness issues. No. Because in Christ, God has set things aright. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we are in Christ. Glory to God. So the believer doesn't have righteousness issues. No. The believer doesn't have sanctification issues. First Corinthians 6 verse 11. 1 Corinthians 6:11. It says, and such were some of you, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Did you see that? It happens by the Holy Ghost. I'm sanctified. This is the believer's reality. So what is new creation reality? I'm sanctified. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's not by works. No, I'm sanctified in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm washed in Christ. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Sir, I know. You need to keep knowing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I remember once I read it from E.W. Kenyon, and I heard it also from Pastor Shevon. He said there's something that looks like faith that Satan has given to the church. He said it's called mental assent. Hallelujah. Some people just but they don't even practice it. And then they go, oh, maybe it's my sin. No! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I lost the consciousness of sin. Come on, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have a sin problem. Glory to God. Maybe it's because of what I did yesterday. That's why God is punishing me. Ha ha, no. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's settled in Christ. Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
The believer doesn't have that issue. No. The believer is righteous. Righteous.
Hallelujah.
And what righteousness are you? He has the righteousness of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God.
We said the indwelling of God's Spirit is the reality of the believers. I want to correct something I said in the section 1 of this teaching. So you see, I'm correcting section 1 in section 7. So if you listen to section 1 and you didn't get to section 7, black sheep. Now get to chapter, I said something that the believer, we said something that their spirit, right? The indwelling of the Holy Ghost is the reality of the believer. And in saying that, I misquoted. Pastor, you did? Yes, I did. And I want to correct it to us. John chapter 1. I said something here that I shouldn't have said. Hallelujah. Are you there? I'll read from verses 14. It says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he whom I said, he's coming after me. He said, he's preferred to me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we've all received grace for grace. So I said here that the word fullness, that our fullness will receive grace for grace, I said it is the Spirit of God. I said, now I'm correcting it. But I said, out of his fullness we receive grace for grace. He's not talking about the Spirit of God. He's talking about that incarnation. Hallelujah. Does it mean we've not received the Holy Ghost? We have. But this is not the scripture for that. This scripture is for the incarnation. That is, they beheld God. What John was saying was that incarnation is they beheld God. Are you following me? They beheld God in human form. Hallelujah. So I'm correcting and taking back that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, the indwelling is the reality of the believer. Hallelujah. John 14 verse 16 again. Let's look at that. Verse 16 said, and I'll pray the Father, I'll give another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Hallelujah. That he may abide with you forever. So we have the Spirit of God in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is the essence of God in us. Are you following me? The Spirit of God is the essence of God in us. Let's see that. Look at verses 20. The other day you know I am in the Father, and you in me and I in you. He who keeps my commandments, 21, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Did you see that? That word manifest to me, he will, that is the indwelling, right? Verse 23, and Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our home with him. You see that? We will come and make our home with him. And how does that happen? By the indwelling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, we can say the indwelling is the totality of God tabernacled in the mortal body of man. The totality of God tabernacled in man is the indwelling. Come on, what happened? This way. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So we say that is the, so the indwelling is the totality of God, tabernacled in man. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And that indwelling, remember we said the totality of God dwelling in man. Now that totality of God dwelling in man is called light. That is the deliverance from darkness. Are you following me? That indwelling is the deliverance from darkness. Colossians 1:12. I need to follow me. That indwelling is the what? Deliverance from darkness. Glory, hallelujah. It says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, and has delivered us from the power of darkness, and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
Hallelujah.
How did he do it?
Indwelling.
Are you seeing that? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 How did God deliver us? He said, no, God came like Moses. Remember me, Pharaoh. The Pharaoh let my children go. No, that was not what happened. Hallelujah. Don't dramatize it, no. That indwelling is deliverance. Glory to God. Remember I told us during our last teaching class, not this week, but the last one we were treating, I guess, explaining the book of 1 Corinthians, right? Now, I told us that there's nothing called deliverance ministry. No! There's nothing like that. See, God has come to deliverance ministry. You can explain that in scriptures. Because why? Salvation itself is deliverance. Are you hearing me? Salvation itself is deliverance. When a man gets saved, he's delivered. Hallelujah. I hope you follow me now. He's not trying to be delivered. He doesn't need to go again for a deliverance section. He said, no, you're born again. You don't need to be delivered. Are you okay? What does it mean to be born again? The Bible says you are delivered from the kingdom of darkness.
Hallelujah.
By the new birth.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
He said, but sir, what about when the pastor is not praying and some people are vomiting scorpion? He's only the pastor that can explain what he's doing. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. God called the pastor to explain. How come somebody is vomiting scorpion? Hallelujah. Because we can find that through scriptures. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to have someone came to tell me, say, sir, I'm born again. Yes, I know you're born again. They're speaking to about sir. I don't know. I need deliverance. If there's any issue, the issue is knowledge. Knowledge. And
You are going for deliverance and they are telling you, you are the one who is supposed to be delivered. You are hearing, ow, ow. I thought it's deliverance. Right? Right? If you are the deliverer, you have delivered the devil already.
Glory to God, deliverance is to take out. So are you taking me that I send out, out?
No, take me out.
So, you have to do deliverance on you. I shouldn't be saying, Satan should go, I should say, you. Ben, come out. That should be deliverance, right? Hallelujah. Come on. Stop joking. See, people spend hours, 5 hours, why are they creating deliverance? Let's deliver her. I deliver her. No. Hallelujah. That's not it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'll say a bit of this and we'll get to CRC. A bit of this because we're discussing something along that line. Remember we're discussing the kingdom of God, right? The kingdom of heaven, right? During CRC. So those are some of the things we'll get to look at them. Hallelujah. So there's nothing called deliverance ministry in scriptures. Rather, when a man is saved, he's delivered from darkness. We've seen that, right? Right? Glory to God. So that indwelling is the deliverance. Deliverance into God's light. So that indwelling is light. Are you following me? That indwelling is what? Light. John 8:12. Follow me there. John 8:12. It says, and Jesus spoke again and saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Are you seeing this? We have the light of life. Are you seeing that? We have the light of life. Hallelujah. So that indwelling is light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say,
I have direction.
That's what it means. When you say the believer has the light of life, meaning the believer has direction. Are you following me? Now what light is the word force. Force, used for a shining bright light that gives direction in the dark. Hallelujah. Come on there. It's used for direction. It's used for direction. What does it, what is Jesus saying? Jesus is saying the man who is born again has direction. Has direction. He doesn't walk in confusion. No, he has got direction in Christ. So meaning in the new birth, we have direction. Are you hearing me? In the new birth, what we have is direction. We have light. We have direction. No confusion for the believer. Are you hearing me? Say, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. No, I know what to do. Hallelujah. Even if it seems you can't take a decision at that point, never say you are confused. Because your reality is what? You have light. Are you hearing me? That is your reality. I'm not telling you bedtime story. I'm telling you your reality.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So when it looks as if you want to take decision, you don't know what to do. Don't say, I'm confused. No, don't say that. Hallelujah. You are sure executing the work and the flow of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't say, I'm confused. Don't say, I don't know what to do. I'm just confused. No. The believer is not confused. The believer has light. Are you hearing me? Has light. Go with the God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't so just think that I'm not confused. I don't do. You just think it's just a dance in church. No, you say to yourself, this is my reality. Hallelujah. I'm not confused. I don't lose. I'm not confused. No, things are not working like it's supposed to be in the natural. But I know, hallelujah, I'm not walking in confusion. I know what to do and steps to take my time by the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. I feel like teaching on the leading of the Spirit now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know what to do part time. No, no, because maybe because of the fact I did something wrong. That is why I don't, I'm confused. No! Hallelujah.
Yes,
he said he shall have. Not he will have, he shall have. So this becomes the present now continuous reality for me. I have light. I have light. Hallelujah. Don't look at me. What the work that I'm handling is going up at night. I don't know how to. My disciples, no, I don't know what. No, I have light.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you have the right words around me. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Don't say I'm confused about my disciple. No, I have the right words when I see him. I will say the right words when I see her. Hallelujah. I have light. Glory to God. Glory to God. I've spoken to some people before, and seriously, before I met them, I did not have words for them. But I was like, oh Lord, as I speak, just take over my words. And at the end of the conversation, you hear them say, sir, my ministry directed to me.
Yes, sir.
But truly, to me, I said I was just talking.
Yes, sir.
But that is the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That is the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
I have light.
I'm
not confused.
Hallelujah.
Don't say because your disciple is misbehaving, you are confused about what to say. No. Keep planting the word. Hallelujah. I have light.
I have light.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Light. I won't call light. When Jesus says you shall have the light of life, remember he's speaking from Genesis 1. Right? Genesis 1, 1 to 3. Hallelujah. Remember I told us during understanding the gospel that the event of Genesis 1, 1, 2, 3 will be found in the heart of man. Right? Did I say that to us? Hallelujah. That will be the heart of man. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. That is the heart of man. Hallelujah. The earth was without form and void and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. That is not science. That is the heart of man. Hallelujah. And God said, let there be light. Nobody will tell happen in the heart of man. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So light is in us today. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is
God.
That light heaven and earth? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you're a good student. Glory to God. It shows you are following. Hallelujah. So the light is heaven and earth. Right? Okay. Let's go a step further. We also said that indwelling brings us into relationship. Right? Right? Brings us into a relationship with God. Brings us into a relationship with God. John 14, 1 and 2. He said, believe in God, believe in me also. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. In my Father's house. That word house is the word oikia. A word used for a family, household. In my Father's household. In my Father's families are many mansions. Mansions is the word Monet. It used for dwelling places. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. In my Father's house, in my Father's family, are many mansions, are many dwelling places. It says, many mansions. Say, if we're not so, I would have told you, I go prepare. So the words Jesus used will make you know that when he says, talks about house and mansion, he's talking about an internal work. Is this the word I go prepare? That word prepare is the word hectomizo in the Greek. That word is used for how you create a room inside, you create space inside an already existing structure. Are you hearing me? So what Jesus is talking about is not something external, but something internal. Hallelujah. And many mansions. Many mansions. And he uses that same word for mansions, monet, in verses 23. He said, we'll come make our monet in you. Did you see that? In verse 23, we'll come make our monet. He calls it home. So we can say, in my Father's house, in my Father's family, there are many homes, many dwelling places. Are you following that? And I told us that that word monet is used for a place where one stays to continue his assignment. Hallelujah. So where is God staying to continue his assignment? In us. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So he's talking about the indwelling and he calls it, we are in a family. We are in God's family. God's family. We are born into family with God. And in that family, God is the Father. God is the Father. And remember during our teaching on First Corinthians, we began doing something, how to read words, read narratives, right? From the Old Testament book. We started that. That was last 2 weeks. We did that yesterday, right? We read words. We read the word redemption, right? From the Old Testament book, right? To see that God, Kingsman's Redeemer, not you paying a price to Satan or anybody, but it's the Kingsman's Redeemer. You have to read the narrative back, right? So when you hear Father, where God is our Father, what comes to your mind? When you hear Father, you read that narrative from who? From Abraham too. Hallelujah. He tells Abraham, you say your name will be called Abraham. father of many nations. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I told us that God gave Abraham his name. Hallelujah. Father of many nations. God, that is God's name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father of many nations. Glory to God. E.W. Kenyon will say, the reason for Genesis 1:1 is because God needed, is God's family. The reason for Genesis 1:1 was God is God's family. So when God says heaven and earth, God is talking about family, relationship, heaven and earth. Remember I told you heaven and earth doesn't mean heaven, God created heaven and then created, no. Hallelujah. No, when he said heaven and earth, means heaven and earth in the same place, right? In the same place, God and man in the same place. Is that relationship? Come on, is that relationship? Is that union? Is that family? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's family. And God is revealed to us as the Father. I told us God is not revealed to us as different names like people call it. He's revealed to us as the Father. Jesus called God the Father. He didn't call God to us other name, but he called it Father. Hallelujah. We hope one day to treat that, to have that teaching, Father and his family. One day. Glory to God. It is happening. We have years to come, decades to come, to look at it together. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Father. Okay, let's go a bit further. In John 15, verse 19, verse 9 to 15, John 15 quickly, just a chapter away, on verse 9, he said, as the Father loved me, so I have loved you, and I've loved you, abide in my love. That is to be said, if you keep my commandment, you abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Right? Right? So is this, come on, let me see if you've been following this teaching for the first try. Is this when you say abide in my love or kept, when you use the word commandment, is it talking about faith in God or love to all men? Which one is that? Huh? Is it faith in God or the love to all men? Everybody goes quiet now. Is it faith in God or love to all men? It's faith in God. It's faith in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
It
says, this is my commandment. Now, okay, I know why some people were scared because of verse 12. Hallelujah. It says, and these things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment that you love one another as I've loved you. Now this will flow from where? Faith in God, right? Right? The second is like unto the first, right? Right? Shall love your neighbor as yourself, right? Glory to God. In verse 13, it says, greater love has no one than thee, than to lay his life for his friend. He says, you are my friend if you do whatever I command you. Come on. Come on. If you do whatever I command you, you are my friend. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what the master is doing, but I called you friends, for the things I heard from my Father have made known to you. So, he calls this relationship. He calls the relationship we have with him, right? The indwelling calls that relationship friendship. We said that last week, right? He calls it friendship. Hallelujah. And he went ahead to define what a friend is. He said, a friend is one who what? You tell everything. Who knows everything about you. He knows your secrets. Hallelujah. That is a friend. Was that how we defined friend last week? Come on. Was that how we defined friend?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. One who knows your secret. Hallelujah. And when he says friend, he's reading from Genesis 18:17. Abraham. Abraham. Look at Genesis 18. Abraham. Verse 17 said, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the things I'm doing? Abraham is a friend. So a friend is one you tell everything to. It's one you don't hide him from. That is a friend. One who knows your secrets. He knows where those things that, there are some things that only your friend knows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one knows Somewhere that song comes. Like I know what you've done for me. See this. Let me see if this is my visa. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's look at something quickly.
So last week we saw that we saw how Jesus chose his friends, right? 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 He chose his friends and he chose them prayerfully. Did we see that? He had criteria, first of all. He had criteria. He called them and then he chose them. Right? He called people and chose his friends. Who does he call his friends? His disciples, right? So he chose them. And how did he choose them? He prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That means, so since a friend is one I am allowing into my space, it therefore means I have to pray about who I make my friend. I have to pray about it. And we said the fact that you prayed about it doesn't mean sometimes it wouldn't go south. Are you hearing me? It can go south. But I prayed about it without going in front of me. And I told us that leading of the Spirit we had last year, was it leading of the Spirit? Yeah. What was it? What was the title of that teaching? Was it? Is it the leading of the Spirit?
Fear God.
Be
what you name. Fear God. I don't go and ask you, say that after I taught me, you did next to the leading of the Spirit.
There you go. Don't go by me like this. You see, friend? My friend. Hallelujah. And you want to cover your pastor.
Yeah, I will have the teaching now. If you see pavilionchurch.com. Click if you see witness of the leading of the Spirit. You did not get the pastor. Ah!
Hallelujah. Yeah, we had that message, the leading of, the inward witness.
And then the fact that you are led by the Holy Ghost to take a step doesn't mean it wouldn't go south. Hallelujah.
Many a times, people see the leading of the Spirit as he leads me to somewhere good and nice. You know, that's how people have, and that is, you don't blame some I don't want to put charismatic because I'm charismatic. But I want to take it a bit out of charismatic to Pentecostals, Hallelujah. You understand? Hallelujah. So take it a bit to Pentecostals. I push it away to Pentecostals. Pentecostals are charismatic, don't mind me. Hallelujah. So a bit of that. Some people, when they hear born again, the only thing that rings in their head. I was having this conversation with Pastor Kubi. The only thing that rings in their head is, when I'm saved, life will be sweet. Abayomi will not take my money away. Santos will just be making profit.
Especially when he's a strong talking believer that is the MD, he can never fall. He will just speak his tongue, the money will show.
Do you understand? It's like that. No. He said, but sir, if you pray tongues, did you see? Sir, were you not led? Are you sure?
Our MD is still born again. How come that is watch? How come that is watch? Santos does.
Was it since you print tongues? Sir, are you seeing tongues truly? Do you see tongues?
Or has your tongue changed form?
No. Hallelujah. The fact you're born again doesn't mean your business wouldn't go down. Come on now. That's the raw truth. It doesn't mean that they will not hold your salary in the office. The fact that you're born again doesn't mean if there's inflation, you are exempted. You still buy rice, 35,000, the same price the unbelievers are buying it. Come on now. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Uh-huh. The fact that you are born again and you support Astra doesn't mean Astra is going to carry the cup. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The fact that you're born again and support mercy doesn't mean PSB is going to carry anything. Hallelujah. Say, but sir, let me give you a gist. I'm giving you people gist. They're your friends. Let me give you a gist.
$2,000. When did they play that ball? There was a football they played one time. And they were to play penalty in Nigeria versus Spain. One on that said, I don't know the name of the church before you laugh.
So we went to church. Pastor just said, watch this. Pastor said, we're going to close service now. As we started service, normally service will lead up to 1 p.m. So pastor closed the service at 11:30. He said, you don't need to go anywhere. After service, you stay back. And you are going to watch Nigeria versus Spain. So we stayed back. We continued the match. Me, I wanted to watch. So Nigeria didn't win until we got to penalties. Come on now. We now got to penalty.
When Nigeria is about to play ball, I'm not going to, if you laugh, your salvation will be drawn.
So when Nigeria is to play the penalty and they score, you just hear tongues from this man and go, Don't ask me, did I talk to you? I did. I did.
We are directing the ball with our tongues.
And you're, oh, Papa, yes, Papa. So at the end, Nigeria won. Oh my God. We now have Thanksgiving in church. Can't you see the power of tongues? The power of what? Tongues? The speech? Come on, yeah. Hallelujah. I know one day, one of my wonderful friends, Jeremiah, blessed memory, we were playing games. Sir, do you play games? I do. We were playing games. You can ask Pastor Dixon and Pastor Garba. They are my boys, you know? Hallelujah. So we were playing games. That was years back. And while we were playing games, that was actually PS. So, you see, when you're a rebel, amongst us, there's a Judas. And that is why they will never win even Pastor Wisdom. I said it last week by prophet.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You see, we are friends.
So listen. So we were playing. So I actually did wrong in my box since he was awarded a penalty against me. So he wanted to play the penalty in the game.
I was not speaking in tongues. I was speaking in tongues. He was hiding the pad. I was speaking in tongues. That's why I say, Pastor Jerry, you know what you are saying in tongues? He said, no, there's Judas, ready. And I said, I heard you said in tongues, he said, this boy will go out. He said, MOG. I taught you people one thing there. He said, you are prophelied. He said, I'm prophelied. I said, okay, I will not move my goalkeeper. You play that. So I didn't move, I just said, score. And he played the ball. I said, you see your tongues? I said, just imagine Chelsea versus Villarreal. That's penalty shootout. Imagine the last penalty. You know, I can say it in confidence. And I'm going to tell you, when the guy was to play the penalty, I told Kepa to move here. Do you get?
That's nonsense. If I say that, it's nonsense. Hallelujah.
It's nonsense. So, most people have that kind of logic because they are born again. In the natural, nothing would happen. Just having smooth life. NEPA will not take your life. In fact, the essence that, the major reason why NEPA takes your life is to make you know that things are not smooth. Hallelujah. Your clothes will never get burnt. No. Hallelujah. Some people have such kind of notion. And it's a wrong one. Very wrong. And when things now go south for them in the physical, they begin to blame their God. Because their foundation is wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you will ever believe that I've soaked Gary, have paid before, at me? The pastor, I say yes. Gary without. No, he's without? Without. Bare. And it was manna in my stomach. You know what I mean by manna? It was sweet. Food from heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have.
Glory to God. I remember one year, I was almost like, I used to be broken. That was when God stopped. Began to stop small, small. You know, broke and I did, brother. He's not broke. What does he broke?
And that, you know, when I step it up, he said, even if I don't have money in my pocket, doesn't mean I'm broke. Bro, I'm supposed to be broke.
You don't have money in your pocket.
Even if my bank account is empty, I refuse to be broke. I got the life of God.
The life of God, I'm broke. Hallelujah.
Sure. So, but you need to see that. Hallelujah. So most people think because it's the leading of the Spirit, it will not go wrong. No. Most times things will happen. And you will also learn to see that when you are led like that, it's for a reason. And I told you that the leading of the Spirit is towards what? Come on, let me see who remembers. It's towards what? It's towards God's cause in the earth, right? And what is God's cause towards in the earth? Men saved. Right? Right? Did I say that? I did. This is the message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And those of you who were not around for...
There was a teaching we had early this year that we didn't get the tapes out. So what is the name of that teaching again? Following God's plan for your life. Is there too? Hallelujah. I know I had it in those two teachings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Was Paul not led to Jerusalem? Was he not led by the Holy Ghost to Jerusalem? He was. Did God not tell him through Agabus that there was bond waiting for him in Jerusalem? God told him through Agabus. But God wasn't telling him not to go. God was preparing his mind that though you are going to go to Jerusalem as being led, but there will be bonds in Jerusalem. Are you following me? So he was led to Jerusalem and he was handcuffed. That was where he was tried. That was when he went after it was from Jerusalem and he was taken to Agrippa. That was when he had the trial. That was when he was in prison. Hallelujah. But you know what? His impact in Jerusalem was the highest. I'm going to make the impact. The amount of souls he had, the impact of the word of God through him in Jerusalem was high, more than every other place in the universe. Hallelujah. Because he was led there. Are you following me?
Was God's work done? Yes. But did he receive, was he persecuted? Yes. Are you following me? So the fact that God is leading you doesn't mean that things are going to be in the natural. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or can you say your pastor wasn't led to Santos or he did not pray to go to Santos? He did. Was he not led? He was led. Are you denying the leading? No.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let's come back.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So most times you can pray to lose, to choose friends, doesn't mean it wouldn't go south. Jesus prayed, and yet he had disciples who betrayed him. He had a disciple who betrayed him. Right? He had Judas. But he prayed about it, yes. Hallelujah. But Judas still decided to betray him. Did you see that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And also we looked at those who you should never call friend. You can be colleagues in the office, right? You can be neighbors in your environment, but you can't call them friends. Like, you shouldn't share secrets with them. Hallelujah. And we listed them out, right? Get the message. We listed them out for you. I listed them out for you. So get the message. Hallelujah. The Bible says do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, right? We have unbelievers. We have seven people like that. But you can get the tape. Last week will be session 6. So you can get that and listen to. Hallelujah. So we also started looking at the kind of friends we shouldn't be to our friends. The kind of friend we shouldn't be to our friends. I would say the kind of friend we shouldn't be, Judas, right? Right? And we saw that Judas took men to Jesus' secret place. Did you see that? Hallelujah. A place that Jesus has reserved where he meets his people. He came with them to Jesus' secret place. John 18. John 18, look at verse 1. And Jesus
had spoken this word, he went into he went with his disciples to the brooks of Kindron, where there was a great garden, which he and his disciples entered, and Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place. Meaning, it's a place that people didn't know, but Judas knew the place. Hallelujah. But Joseph too met there with his disciples. And then Judah, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with the lanterns, torches, and weapons. Did you see that? So Judas took people to Jesus' secret place where he met his disciples. He had access. He had access to Jesus. Because of that access, he knew things that people didn't know. Right? And he used that as an opportunity to betray Jesus. Most times, always ask yourself this question. The information I get to know about my friend, who do I tell it to? I say this. Some people, the fact that you are a leader in church, by reason of the fact that you are a leader in church, gives you access to some information. How do you treat them? Some people take those information, church information, and take it home. And they begin to have discussions. Some people take it to your friend's enemy. Why? People you know didn't like that person. You take that discussion there. You're a bad example of a friend. Are you hearing me? You're a bad example of a friend. A friend doesn't do that. A friend doesn't allow his friend to be dishonored through him. Yes, sir. Are you hearing me? I said this to us last week. I said, if you are my friend, nobody comes to bow mouth to you where I am. If you stop there, yes, it's me. Are you hearing me? Yes, sir. It's my decision for a friend. If I call, we are all friends here, right? So if I call, let me give you an example. Nobody comes to tell me wrong things or gossip about Scooby that is true. You know, you cannot trust Arsenal fans. Look at who I'm taking it to. But there's just one Arsenal fan I trust. Shandai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you can't trust Arsenal fans. They are as untrustworthy as their coach. You know, something like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
I prophesy relegation. Who's there?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now imagine you are a friend. You now pick that path. How can a pastor prophesy relegation? You did not hear this story. Did you see that? She can be called a friend. Are you following? Amen. Your friend.
What did Jesus say to Judas?
Immediately he saw Judas. Look at Matthew. Matthew 26 shows us. Immediately he saw Judas. What did he tell him? 27, 26, verse 50. He says, and Jesus said to him, friend, why have you come? He saw him. He knew what he had come to.
He said, friend, friend, why have you called? He called him friend. He said, friend, you have betrayed me. Why have you done this to me? My friend! My friend!
Hallelujah! Jesus called Judas friend. A bad example of a friend. Hallelujah! Are you following me? So you say to yourself, I am that friend through whom nobody gets to dishonor my friend. You say that to yourself. You don't dishonor my friend through me. No! I say that often. You don't dishonor my friend through me. You don't dishonor any of my pastors through me. I won't allow you to stay. Me. I won't allow you to stay. At all. Hallelujah. We cannot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I say this to my friends too. If you are my friend, be rest assured. Be rest assured. Just go and sleep. Nobody in this life will dishonor you.
True.
Even if we stop being friends, your secret still remains. That is the attitude you should have.
The fact that you're no longer friends, you now go to Twitter. You know, that is the pigeon house of the world. Go to Twitter. And you're asking, can you just imagine? When we were friends, he told me this, I told him that. You are a serpent. That is Kalim. You're a serpent. Yes, now. What is said to you as a secret should remain a secret, even if the person is no longer your friend. Are you hearing me? How? I'm going to show you why. We're getting there. How? That means I must never backstab my friend.
Never backstab your friend. Never. We used to say this like this in school. I will never be a Brutus. Never backstab my friend.
Why did Judas take that step? The Bible says he was angry. Right? Did I show us that last week? He was angry because of the alabaster box. The woman that was came to pour perfume on Jesus. And he was angry that you could have done it. He had a, permit my grammar, he had a chiefly mindset. And Jesus said, Master, 15 is ladies for who can I swear? Sell it. Now wants to show his smart and give the money to the poor. Did you see that? No, you know what your pastor like. Sir, don't you just sell everything and transfer the money to Jesus from the poor? So Jesus knew. He said, no, the poor you always have with you. Did you see that? And the Bible said he was angry. Why was he angry? Was he the only one that spoke out? No. But why was he angry? Why was he? He was angry. And the Bible says he was angry and went out to the Pharisees. He went out to the chief priest rather and said, I'm ready to betray you. That means, come on, you need to get this down. That means they have been seeking for ways to get at Jesus through his disciples, but they couldn't. I believe. They've been seeking for ways. They've been seeking to get what Jesus. They were following their Facebook wall. Come on now. They were following their Facebook wall, their Twitter post. Where will he post this guy's weakness? Did you see? But the moment you got angry, the first thing you post on vegetation was on Facebook. They saw it. They said, aha! That is it. Come on, Instagram blog, take it off. Come on, Linda Katie, take it off. And you brought this whole to your wife. Can you see anger? Can you see that? So his going out can be on your status. Anger. Bible said he went out to them and said, I'm ready to betray. Hallelujah. So not even your Facebook post should bring this home. Are you hearing me? Not even your Facebook, not even your Twitter. Your cool. She is cool, are you? Cool. Cool tweet. You bring this honor. Your WhatsApp status. You don't bring this honor to your pastor, to your friend. Hallelujah. So he was angry and went out to them. So what you should pick is anger. Never allow anger into your friendship. See, I have heard and I've seen anger destroy friendship. I've heard and I've seen. Friendship that has been down was built on anger, little anger. Not just because I destroyed it. Anger. I feel it. Anger has made a meeting that was planned for years never hold. At the point of that, around the point the meeting was to hold, anger destroyed the whole thing. Meeting that should have won souls, anger destroyed it one time. Anger. And it's not, and it's that, see, anger, this is anger that can, if you look back, you look, you just say, ah, but I just allowed this thing go. Just, I just allowed Don't allow it to go. Just, you know, you start regretting, but you know what? You can't pick back the pieces. It's very too late. Anger. So anger can be. Hallelujah. Anger. I want to show you some things about anger. That is where we'll round up today on this anger. In Ephesians 4:26, Paul reads two texts of scriptures together for us. Ephesians 4:26, quickly. You know, some people have read this scripture in a mess. Verse 26, it says, be angry. It says, be angry. Paul said you should be angry. No, look at it well. It says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. You see that? Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. I've been speaking to the air. This thing is not a problem. Okay. It says, do not let the sun go down on your wrath. You know, I've heard some people translate this. Even for myself, I've done this bad translation years, but it says, be angry! But don't allow the anger, don't allow sun to set. Meaning, you should settle before it's night.
So what if you don't get angry in the midnight, at midnight? So I now have 12 hours. You just stay angry. No, that's not what it says. And remember I said, Paul is written two texts of scripture together. Now what he's saying is, do not allow the sun, when he said do not allow the sun set on your anger, it means don't allow that anger stay. Hallelujah. Don't allow it stay. That is, don't give room to anger. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Don't give room to anger. Now, he reads two texts of scriptures together. He reads Psalms 4, verse 4, and 37, verse 8. Let's look at Psalm 4, verse 4. Verbatim. It says, be angry and do not sin. Did you see that? Say, be angry and do not sin. That is, don't sin. Now it goes immediately. It says, meditate within your heart on your bed and be still, Selah. Do you see that? Don't allow sin. Hallelujah. In 37. Psalm 37 verse 8. It says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. It tells you. Hallelujah. Do not fret, it only causes harm. So, cease from anger, forsake wrath. Don't allow the anger stay. Are you hearing me? You don't allow anger stay. Don't. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Anger is not of God. You should know that. God doesn't see. Anger is not of God.
But when I read something into scriptures, that should be in the course of a teaching I will have in the course of the year. You know, some people always say, God got angry. It's not true. Hallelujah.
You have to read it well and see it well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, Jesus got angry and he scattered the table. Are you okay? Hallelujah. Anger is not of God. Jesus never got angry. That sounds funny, right? But that's the truth. Because anger is not of God. Look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 20. Paul calls it not of God. 5:20. He says, after verse 19, that the works of the flesh are evident. They are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outburst of wrath. Did you see that? Anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies. Did you see that? Anger is the work in the flesh. So if you say Jesus got angry too,
you are saying that Jesus worked in the flesh. Hallelujah. So that means there is something wrong with the way I'm reading the scriptures. I have to reread. Hallelujah.
I have to reread. Remember, Let me not say that now. We are still having a series ongoing, the revelation of God. So these are things we look at. Hallelujah. But I'll say a bit concerning this year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not of God. James 1:19. Look at James. So I still have James.
My James has been beheaded. This one from Hebrews has gone to Egypt. James 1:19. Is that therefore, my beloved brethren, let everyone be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. You understand? Hallelujah. So anger is not something that is of God. Scripture warns against that. Hallelujah. Anger. Are you following me?
Look at into 20. See, for the wrath of man, which is anger, right? The wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Do you see that? He said, be slow to speak.
Be slow to get angry. Some people, if they are to describe themselves, you know, they are to get angry. Is that the scripture? No, in my nature now, I usually get angry. Born again, Holy Ghost, please stop talking. You know, you have to get angry. Some of them say, don't cross the thin line. They don't want to see my other side. Christian, born again. He said, there's a thin line between my laughter and my anger.
You and me. There's none like you.
Hallelujah. None like you. You are. Hallelujah. I hear people say, don't bring out the animal in me. Don't bring out the beast in me.
You say, see, there's a thin line. All my friends know. There's a thin line, so don't cross it. Don't cross it, so don't mind your business. Don't cross it. Some people are like that. And they can speak in tongues. And they tell you, I know the word. Know this one too. Hallelujah. No, that is not the attribute of a believer. Hallelujah. So, you see, what Paul is saying is,
don't allow anger to affect you. Will people do things to get you angry? Yes. But you know what? Don't allow it to stay. And that is why you are a believer. Because you have the ability not to make it stay.
Are you hearing me? So when you are upset, it's not the time to speak. Are you hearing me? It's not the time to talk. No time to talk. Just keep be calm. Deal with it. Just speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Deal with it. Just rejoice. You know you rejoice not because things around you is making you happy. No.
You rejoice because it's your nature. You just rejoice. Hallelujah. Just take a laugh. Take a laugh that fall. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You know when you laugh, it's not because you are watching Godot. No. You laugh because it's your nature. Hallelujah.
You're not laughing because Kenny Black is cracking you up. No, you don't need anybody to crack you up. Hallelujah. You just take a laughter. You just take joy. Just run it out. Hallelujah. Just laugh it out. Hallelujah. Shout it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Let's go.
Don't allow anger stay. Glory to God. It's not a time to speak or act. Hallelujah. Because see, words spoken out or acted or things acted out in anger cannot be withdrawn, cannot be taken back.
Most of the time, those actions have been taken. You've said it. You've taken it. Hallelujah. I remember there was a day, one of our neighbors, the senior son and the junior son, I'm trying not to mention this, were fighting. And what was the cause of their fight? Anger.
The senior son said something to the younger one. The younger one was angry. Now push the other one. The other one soon now got angry. Ah, my junior brother pushed me. You know, that anger just whoo, like a flame of fire. Have you seen some people get angry before? It looks as if there's hellfire in their eyes. You can't even recognize them. And in the process of doing that, if you know what is called the room divider, you know what the room divider is? You know what is the room divider? If you don't know, you know what they call chef? You know what they call chef? Where you put CD? There's one that is now taller. You see the way I'm translating to some people in your world. You know what they call chef? I'm doing a job with you. Now there's, in our day, a carpenter will make that shelf. We do not have different compartments for radio, for deck, for CD. So it will not come up. The bigger space for the TV. Do you understand? The bigger lump. So why do we have this? They just push the whole shelf down. Plus their father's TV and everything. What we heard was, TV has broken. At that point, they became calm. Calmness has come. You know what they call? Peace of God. Now they're not looking at themselves. You know? Now you caught that, You are dead. Do you understand? Hallelujah. They can't withdraw anymore. You know that is the point where you begin to carry? Then TV used to be in bottles. We used to pick the bottles. They're trying to gum it back. But this time, the action has been taken. Anger. Any kind of time you go and sleep and pray the day doesn't break. You go and sleep just like when you failed in school. You go and sleep and pray that heaven comes. You know, we're thinking of rapture. And you wake up and discover it's just 3 p.m. By 4, your father will come back. And you explain your result. Hallelujah! Glory to God! It happens like that. Amen. Anger. Anger. Glory to God. Amen. That is anger. I remember there was a time when I was done with my WAEC. I was going home in peace. You know, people that are doing sign-out, I decided that I was not going to do sign-out. But for the sake of some people who are stubborn, I brought my GS1 uniform to school the last day. So when I was on my last paper, I wore my GS1 uniform. So that, what? Nobody will sign out on my clothes. So if you want to see sign-out, you sign out on my GS1 uniform. And I will keep myself two uniforms sacred. I hope it's still sacred. So on my way back, people started buying Zobo and they were splashing themselves. I said I was not going to do any of that. If you know me in secondary school, you will know the kind of person that I was. I am a bit very strict when I say things like that. So I thought I'm not going to do it. So I was going home. People were spraying Zobo. You know what Zobo joint is. You know where Zobo joint is? You are saying. So they were spraying Zobo. I loved it. I wanted to, but our principal, that's how I'm not going to. But my principal did not make me pass the other place. I went to pass where they were going to go. Sure, I was not watching them and I was going. Like commander. The other guy, and a stubborn guy, now brought Zobo at my back and splashed me. Ah! It seemed was I was angry! And the money I had, I went to buy 5. I was on my way, I just went to package 5. Truth be told, I didn't even buy Zobo while going home. You understand? So I was angry. And I package 5. And I looked at the guy, I said, you, rot will come to you too. So, the first one, the only one I knew, I splashed before. I don't know where they went to. How? I just went to the guy like, with anger. Toy! Normal people tear it small, but I opened it. I'm going to beat. So while I targeted him and I poured it on him, a tired El Comodo was walking by. And the guy, I was pouring it on him fine. He just dodged it. And the whole thing splashed the El Comodo. And I was in for it.
You know, at that point, my eyes were open.
The remaining four fell. And as I don't know who took it, it fell off. And I couldn't cry. At that point where you can't cry, I couldn't cry again. And the guy said, come here. I followed him. I was taken back to school. The first time I laid down in front of the whole school, they dragged me up to the commander, not knowing that my father in his office had heard the gist. It's supposed to be my final paper where I will be happy going home. Yeah, I was thinking about my life. Did you get that? Anger. Anger. That's what anger can do. Hallelujah. Anger.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
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 Amen. So when you are angry, it's not a time to act.
It's time to act. I've seen somebody in anger slapped his younger one, and since today the younger one is partially dead with anger. It's not a time to act. No. In anger. Now the guy, if you are talking to him by on his left, you don't talk to him from the left ear, you come to the right ear. No, he wouldn't hear you well. From childhood, he's a man. He's over 45, but he's still having that blocking. Anger. I am in anger. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anger.
I've seen anger make someone blind his own child. By flogging the guy with cane. Flog the guy till he flog the guy into his eyes. At that point he will be calm. Anger.
Hallelujah. I've seen in my little state, in my little days, little hours I've spent on the earth, I've seen what anger can do. I've seen it. I've seen anger destroy a family built. Anger. Father went his way, mother went his way, children went their way. Anger. Never allow anger. I've seen businessmen lose money because of anger. So don't allow anger stay. Don't act any point at that point of anger. Hallelujah. Because most times the words you say, you might never be able to withdraw them. You might never be able to withdraw them. Sometimes those actions may never be able to take them back. You've taken it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 6. I just want to run through some scriptures just to read them for you as we begin to round up. Proverbs 12, verse 6. Let's see. Proverbs 12, 6. Remember I said the books of Proverbs are Proverbs of what? The words of Moses, right? Right? Now the words of the wicked are... Oh... 16, not 16. He says, a fool's wrath is known at once, but a prudent man covers shame. Did you see that? A prudent man covers shame. Because anger produces shame. So a prudent man covers it. Hallelujah. It brings dishonor. It brings shame. So he covers it. Hallelujah. Chapter 14, verse 29. He who is slow to wrath has a great understanding, but he who is impulsive exhausts foolishness. Do you see that? I just say it. I don't care. No. Hallelujah. You are exalting foolishness. Chapter 15, verse 8. Verse 18. Say, a wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allays contention. 22 verse 24. Proverbs 22:24. Something you will see. It says, make no friend with an angry man. Did you see that? Make no friend with an angry man. And with a furious man, do not go. Make no friend with an angry man. With a furious man, do not go. When you begin to hear somebody say, I don't know, I am quick to anger. And they talk my mind the way it is. That is the red signal. That can be your friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. The son is not a person to meet your friend. Say, let me have a friend that will just tell me how to teach. Da, da, da.
He will tell you the way it is. Da, 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 da.
Hallelujah.
Your friend should be able to be to take bias with you. For you, God.
Hallelujah. Again, you will be brought to the court. You will say, you know, you look at him. Pastor Wisdom, you know I say things the way it is. I should be able to think. It's something we have to look at. Hallelujah. We have to look at it. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. As a friend. Say, I am not a biased kind of friend. See, if you are a friend to someone, because if you are calling people a friend, you will take bias. You want to bias. We'll get to look at it. Hallelujah. Not today, not this series, but our teaching. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Well, we are not rushing anywhere now. We are here. We are in the end. We still have decades and decades to come. Hallelujah. 70 years, 80 years, we are still here. Glory to God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So, you want to put the paper here? Ecclesiastes 7, 9.
Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9. Are you there? It says, do not hasten in your spirit to be angry. Did you see that? For anger rests in the bosom of fools. Anger rests in the bosom of fools. So don't be in the haste to get angry. Hallelujah. Don't be. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Hallelujah. Let's consider one other friend of Jesus before we go quickly and I'll be fast. His name is called Peter. Peter, let's consider him. You know, we looked at Judas. Let's look at Peter quickly. Peter, Matthew 26. Put your hands in Matthew 26 and rush to Luke 22. Verse 31. It says, and the Lord said, Luke 22:31, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan had asked you that you may be swift as wheat, but I pray for you that your faith do not fail, and when you are returned to me, strengthen your brethren. But look at Peter's words. Peter said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. And he said to him, I tell you, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny me three times that you know me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, Master, I will follow you anywhere. See, friendship is not in words alone. Hallelujah. It goes into actions. It's seen in your actions. When it was time in Matthew chapter 26, I prefer to read Matthew's account. I should have read that of Luke, but let me read that of Matthew. 26, verse 69. Are you there? 69. He says, and when Peter was sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, you were with Jesus of Galilee, and he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know what you are, saying, denial. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him, and said to those who were there, this fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth, but again he denied with an oath, I do not know this man. And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, surely you are one of them, for your speech betrays you. Did you see that? Your speech betrays you. Then he began to curse and swear. This was the same person that just said, not up to 48 hours ago, I will go to prison with you. Wherever you go, I will go. Lord, Master, or let me use it in today's day. Pastor, the mission is possible. The mission is possible. To the end of the earth. We are going to the end of the earth.
I will give you moral support.
That's what I will see. Ah, it will happen. It will be known. Let me for the propagation of the gospel in Smyrna. You bring that to Smyrna. They said the Lord will act to them.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He began to curse and swear, I do not know this man. Immediately he was approved. Hallelujah. Question I want to ask, what is the difference between what Peter did and what Judas did? What's the difference?
Look at this critical.
What Judas did is also called denial. Right? It's also called denial. He denied his friend and sold him to his friend out. Hallelujah. And what Peter did is also called betrayal. For he betrayed his friend in front of other friends and saying, I don't know him. What's their difference? There's no difference. Just that one received money, the other one did not receive money. But they are weighing on the same scale. Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
They're weighed on the same scale. What is the, what he did is not different. Just one collected money for his betrayal. And the other one did it at will because he was running away from prison. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They did the same thing. But there's a difference. Peter is that kind of friend that repented. Look at verse 75. So he went out and wept bitterly.
Will that repentance form?
Hallelujah.
That's the remorseful prayer. But what did Judas do? Judas went to hang himself and they used the money to buy him a field.
Hallelujah. So he bought a field with the money. Hallelujah. So he went to hang himself and they used the money to buy him a field. How he betrayed his friend. Glory to God. How he betrayed his friend. So one was repentance. And how did Jesus treat Peter? We'll tell you how you should treat friends, treat people when they offend you.
How did Peter treat, how did Jesus treat Peter? When he resurrected, where is Peter? You know, like about where is that Peter guy? Should be I tell you. So you could deny me three times. You don't know what? Even they swear. Ah, you don't get fear. Let me use Pastor Kobe's word. You don't get taught. Father, like, you call yourself emoji. You see, soldier, all you have in Christ reality is running away. All your boldness ran away. You saw an habit. Come on, habit, and your boldness ran away. I didn't call the name of anybody. That's why you're memory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Tongue talking, Holy Ghost feet, saw cockroach and clam table. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. But how did Jesus respond to Peter when he resurrected? Mark chapter 16 verse 7. Jesus' instruction was that, come on, verse 7 says, but go, tell his disciples, and who?
Peter.
And who?
Peter.
And tell it to Peter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something else? Come on, yeah. Hallelujah. Go tell his disciples and Peter. So Peter became important. Let's see something. In Paul's words, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 5, or we will start from verse 4. It says, and he was buried and rose again the third day according to the scripture and was seen by Cephas and by the 12. So
Peter seeing him was distinguished. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. He saw Peter specially. That is, he saw Peter specially. Not specially to deal with him, no. But specially.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Are you following me? He saw Peter specially. In John 20 verse 15, look at what he said to Peter. The man who denied him, right? John 20, 15. Look at what he said to him. 21, 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, say, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this? And what did he say to him? Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep. Did you see that?
Feed my sheep. So he gave Peter special instructions. Hallelujah. In fact, let me put it like this. He handed over his work, his apostles, his friends to Peter. Hallelujah.
Are you following me? He handed over to Peter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That means Jesus mirrors for us that kind of friend that forgives and forgets. He didn't come back to remind Peter. No. That forgives and forgets. Remember, that doesn't mean that there's no repercussion for,
wrongdoings, no. Society, if it is something that is a societal, is a societal error, you will face societal repercussions, right? Right? Come on now, come on. Are you telling me? Aha. So, but to us believers, we are taught to forgive and to let go. Have you seen people say, I forgive, but I can never forget?
Have you heard people say that? I can never forget. I forgive you, but I can't forget it. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forgiving without forgetting is not forgiveness. It is forgiveness when you forgive totally.
Forgiveness is total. Forgive and let go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Forgive without a blink. Forgive without questioning. Some people want to question. I want to forgive you. I'll forgive you, but may I know why you did that? I just want to know. I'll forgive you, but I just want to know. No.
You forgive without questioning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You forgive without questioning. I want to say something. You forgive without even the person begging you.
Yes,
sir. That is tough, but that is forgiveness. The person doesn't necessarily need to come and tell you I'm sorry.
No, as a believer, you don't hold grudges. Hallelujah. You forgive. Philemon paints for us that situation. Paul to Philemon concerning Onesimus.
Onesimus was a slave, I close here. Onesimus was a slave who stole from him, according to records. He stole from him. He wronged him. And he ran away. Was a slave to Philemon. And ran away. But when he ran away, he met Paul. I didn't say he ran away to meet Paul, no. When he ran away, he met with Paul.
Hallelujah. About the time Paul was in prison, was incarcerated. Hallelujah. He met with Paul. And around that period, when he met with Paul, he got saved.
And I know Paul would have heard, no, you have told Paul about the story with Philemon. Hallelujah. So Paul says, I'm sending you back to Philemon. And he wrote a letter to Philemon. And he handed that letter over to Onesimus. And said, take it to Philemon. I know he will do what is right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know he will do what is right. And Onesimus carries the letter. And he's going to Philemon.
Hallelujah. And get to Philemon. You know, if it is today, if it is some people, not today, it is some people. When they see, cut off your voice, capture it. I give the letter from Paul and I don't care. Pastor said I should give you the letter. Power? You stole my money, you're telling me power? Take it out of my life. You know? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, no.
Pastor said I should come out. Pastor said, you know, is it pastor that runs my house? Have you heard people say that? Is it pastor that will take care of my family?
How can you say, pastor said, I am your father. I am your father. You suck my breath. And one pastor just came out from nowhere and he's giving you all that. No, I'm your father. See, the responsibility of the father.
I will not say that today, not today. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. The responsibility of the father doesn't go into the person's spiritual life. You only get there when you are the father physically and the one who brought him up in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You have to get that straight. So, and that is why your child should be your disciple. Come on, I'm talking to my three wise men. Are you hearing me? I promise you people in this place to let out some cat out of the bag and it will be next week. So if you like, don't come. Hallelujah. Some cats will leave the bag. And I'll pronounce those who will be getting married this year.
Hallelujah. I'm doing a pronouncement.
And some people are seriously writing. They are the ones who get the pronouncement.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. No man, I'm just joking. Hallelujah. So, that Philemon points to us that leader that will listen to his pastor. Hallelujah. And what did Paul say to him? He said, I'm sending him back to you. This time not as a slave, but as a brother.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he tells him in verse 17, he said, if you count me as a partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you or owes you anything, put it in my account. That is, don't even remember it. Put it in my account. That is, if he has owed you anything, put it in my account. I will pay it. But he now goes to verse 18 and says, if verse 19 says, I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay. But not to mention, now this is the pastor's buyout, that you too, you owe me even your very life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You owe me your very life. Glory to God. He's telling him, never count his wrong against him. Somebody stole your iPhone 13, took it, and after 2 years, you are in school now, or you traveled, you are heading somewhere, or you are in church somewhere, and you heard pastor is coming around, and pastor came around with the guy that stole your iPhone 13 3 years back, and he's carrying pastor's Bible, and he said, how? And pastor says, he's of the Lord, he's a minister of the gospel. Ah, minister power!
No, no, he's not a brother. Hallelujah. So, you consider the iPhone 13 gone for Christ's sake.
Hallelujah. That is the believer's life. It's gone for Christ's sake.
Glory to God. And you don't consider. So when I get to meet that brother, I wouldn't remember the fact that he used to beat me black, blonde, and brown in PS4. Now I see him as a brother. Hallelujah. He's a brother in Christ.
Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Imagine it better than somebody who defrauded you. Defrauded you years before. Defrauded you. Hook, line, sinker. Defrauded you, your money left! And after 2 years, the guy has overseen you. Because he has defrauded it. But now he's saved, he's born again. And he walks up into your house and tells you, bless you, brother. I'm going to share the word with you. He doesn't have anything to tell you, I'm sorry for the baptism. He's sharing the word now. You have to receive him as a brother. The believer has their heart, has the forgiving heart. Always forgiving. Glory to God. Always forgiving. Glory to God. Remember, Onesimus didn't come to tell Philemon, I'm sorry. No. He came now as a brother.
you must receive that one again as a brother. If it is a brother that wronged you and says you, I'm sorry, you must be ready to receive him again as a brother. Hallelujah. I will take it up from here next week. And I have a reason. I will take it up from here. I will move into how to relate in our office places and our neighbors. I will make some things together next week. I will round up on time. Hallelujah. Have you learned something? What? You've learned something? Do we have forgiving hearts? Let's bow down our heads. And at this point, just...